Welcome to the Passion Points Radio Show with your host, Ronald Kern. He's the founder of many successful companies, a sought-after speaker, life and business consultant, magazine columnist, and author of Passion in Action. Tune in and explore relevant and pertinent opportunities that can help you with both personal and professional development. Here's your host, Ron Kern.
Welcome, everybody. We are here with a very special guest, Monica Tanner. How are you this morning or early afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Ron.
You bet. We have, we've had an interesting morning with technology, but we are good to go. We are going to look on the brighter side of life. You have a podcast and a website on the brighter side of life. Tell me what that is. Obviously, I assume it's something to be positive, but tell me more about it. It's intriguing.
Yeah. So I started this podcast only a few weeks ago, and it's basically for anyone who's ready to up-level their lives in the areas of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Basically, I just share tips and tricks on how you can live more optimistically and how you can change your thoughts to change your reality and your eventual outcome. Basically what we talk about, and I do interviews with people that are definitely living their lives on the brighter side, and I ask them about lessons that they've learned and their areas of expertise, as well as I share my own life lessons and things that I've learned through trials. And I talk a lot about difficult periods of life and how we get through those and realize our own strength and are able to more live on the brighter side. So that's what it's about.
What, so you're in Boise or Eagle, Idaho, right?
Yes, we live in Eagle.
And you, so this is relatively new, and so you're doing a lot of interviewing and focusing on speaking with people that seem to be more positive or how they overcome obstacles. Do you find, well, first of all, you're an amazing woman and a mother of four, and tell us some of your hobbies before we get into the, I mean, what do you like to do when you're not podcasting and being awesome?
Well, yeah, I spend a lot of time with my family. Obviously, taking care of four children is very demanding, so I don't get a ton of time to myself. But when I'm not podcasting, I like to read and learn about different. I read a lot of self-help books, and I love to read about different concepts that can, you know, help us change our thoughts and attitudes. And then I love to run. I've been running marathons, and that helps me a ton with my, especially my mental and emotional health, and then physically, obviously. And then I just like to learn about, you know, healthy ways of eating, and I do a lot of exercising and spending time with my family. Mostly that's what I do.
Well, you lost me at running marathons because you know that there's vehicles now. There's no, you don't have to run, you know, 26 miles. And I just, a buddy of mine has a, he used to be an ultra runner. And I'm like, why? There's good mode of transportation. I know it helps the endorphins and all that fun stuff. So are you like a coach or do you actually just provide interviews and interactions with people so that people can listen to it and learn from that? Or can people hire you as a coach, or what is that?
Yeah. So I'm currently looking into getting my life coaching certificate. So life coaching isn't actually, it's not like moderated, or, I mean, there's nothing to say that I can't just say I'm a life coach, but I have been looking for a good program to go through. And so as soon as I get that certification, as soon as I've been trained and feel like I am, you know, qualified to start taking clients, I will. So I'm just really working on the podcast, gaining a following and kind of getting some credibility there. And then as soon as I get through a certification program, then I will start advertising and taking clients for life coaching, because that is really my passion. And I feel like a way that I could be of service and really use my talents and skills. So yeah,
that's you hit it on the head. It's, you know, everybody, not everybody, but anybody can be a coach, like you said. So I file papers, so I'm a business coach. Mm-hmm. I'm alive, so I'm a life coach. I'm, you know, I've had one little peak of how I define success. So I'm a success coach. And, you know, that's why I kind of am drawn to what you're doing, because I don't like the fact that people, anybody can be a coach, right? Because it's such a very ambiguous, and so I'm glad that you're doing, you know, some certification, and because most people don't, and so kudos for you.
Yeah, it seems like you should need some sort of credentials. So hopefully that's in the future, that they'll start moderating that. But
yeah, I think it's a good thing. I wrote an article on, you know, life coaches and success coach, and I mean, there's every kind of coach you can fathom. But like, what's their credentials? I mean, if you hire a business coach and they pull up, you know, in an 81 El Camino, maybe they weren't as successful as you want. Maybe they just like Caminos and they're super billionaires. I don't know, but it's interesting, out there, what people claim to be experts in when they're really not. So I'm glad that you're doing, at least a lot more than what most others do. So your website is onthebrightersideoflife.com. Mm-hmm. What are people going to find when they visit your website?
Mostly what they'll see is my podcast. And then there's also a blog that accompanies that. Every week I produce a podcast, and then I do a blog post that kind of supports whatever we talked about on the podcast that week. But eventually you'll start seeing things. I've got a lot of ideas. There will be some life coaching things on there eventually. I'd love to put together some, I love to throw parties. That's like one of my favorite things to do, is to get a whole bunch of women together. So eventually there'll be seminars and workshops that you'll be able to sign up for. I'm going to get a team of just amazing, amazing people together to speak. You'll be able to come and take classes and learn and get coached. So eventually there'll be that. And then I've had some other ideas, like maybe starting an online kind of book group where I'm reading a self-help book, and then, you know, I invite others to join me in reading the same book, and then we can discuss it, and then we can talk about it on the podcast that week. So those will eventually be on there. But for now, you can find my podcast and my blog, and then a little bit more about me and what I'm doing. So
let's go back before this was even an idea. You were living in Texas. Is that right?
Well, I was born and raised in Texas, yes. So my family is all there. I'm fifth generation Texan. My family goes way back. I never thought that I would ever leave Texas. So I went to college at the University of Texas in Austin, graduated with a degree in sociology and child development. And real shortly, the summer after I graduated, is when I met my eventual husband, the man of my dreams, my Prince Charming. He came and swept me off my feet and brought me to this place that I didn't even know where it was. All I associated with Idaho was potatoes. He would talk about it like it was this just amazing place. And it was so funny because he was in Texas, and Texans have a lot of pride, and we think we're our own country. And so he kept talking about all the fantastic things about Boise, Idaho. And I would just look at him like it was crazy. And eventually he convinced me to get in the car with him, and we drove across the country up north to Idaho, and showed me around, and I just fell in love and knew that I wanted to raise my family here. So we got married, he finished college in Utah, and then we moved here to raise our family and start our businesses, and we've been very happy here for 15 years. So
well, for all you listeners and watchers, Idaho's a horrible place. You don't want to move here. The word gratitude.
Yeah, that's what you want to tell people, right?
Right, yeah. It's smog, congestion, crime is off the charts.
Lots of traffic.
Stay where you're at. So at what point did you come up with the idea or say, you know what, I'd like to make something that could really help people in their life and do a blog and write positive things and speak with people that can help others? I mean, I think all of us have an innate maybe urge to help people, but to really come up with a podcast and all that stuff, what was there a defining moment that caused that, or were you just, how did that develop?
Yeah, sure. So I've always really wanted to help people, and I've been a stay-at-home mom for, like I said, 15 years. My oldest is almost 15, and learned a lot and had a lot of great experiences. I've been able to record a lot of the lessons that I've kind of learned through just being at home with my kids. And this year, my youngest went to all-day kindergarten. And so I had all this time on my hands. And I thought, so both of my parents are counselors, marriage and family counselors. And so I thought, well, I have this great marriage and a wonderful family. And so maybe I could really help people in that arena. And I thought I would follow in their footsteps. So I found a program and I applied and got accepted and started into this program of marriage and family counseling. And I loved it for a little while, but it really started to take its toll when I was gone, when my kids came home from school, and I was constantly just stressed out about all of the coursework. And so I started to get a little bit disenchanted there because I had made a commitment a long time ago that I would always be at the crossroads when my kids got home from school. That was like precious time that I had to spend with them. And so when I was missing that, that really got my attention. And then I started to realize as I was going through the program and I was learning the material that I didn't really agree a whole lot with a lot of the theories and a lot of what was being taught. And I thought, this is actually not what I want to do. I don't want to spend time talking with people about their past experiences and how that's shaped them and how they, you know, I absolutely think that there is a great place for those types of counselors. I think that people need to definitely come to terms with their past and, you know, how that's affected them. But I mostly want to take people in their present and talk about, you know, what kind of results do they want in their lives and how can we take them from where they are now to where they want to be. And so it requires that those people have kind of come to terms with their past and kind of taken responsibility for their life as it is now. And so those are more the people that I wanted to work with. And then I also feel like I work very well in large groups where I could be more of a speaker and more of a presenter than just one-on-one. So so I realized that maybe that was the wrong program for me. And I loved the people that I met and the time that I spent there. But really realized that I wanted to take my life in a different direction. And so that's kind of how On the Brighter Side was born. I went into like a very deep depression when I was kind of figuring all this out. I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm giving up. I can't do it. There's something wrong with me. And really was beating myself up. And when I came out of that, I realized that was all necessary for me to go through that so that I could realize my own strength and that I can hone in more on what my skills were and what I had to offer and really figure out what my purpose was. And so I feel like through all of that, I gained this clarity and am now more dedicated and driven to really do just that. So
That's powerful.
That came about.
I'm guessing, but if you're, you know, writing blogs and looking for the right people to interview and sharing positive type stories, do you find that it changes your mindset, because, you know, you go to USA Today, CNN, whoever your news source is, there's death, mayhem, government, politics. You're just overwhelmed no matter where you go. But if you are looking specifically on the brighter side, are you always seeking out positive things? And does that like affect your mood? I would think if you're focused on that a lot of the time, there's a lot more good going on out in the world than what we get to see on TV. Is that right?
For sure. I mean, I think you're right. There's a lot of tragedy that happens in the world. There's a lot of very sad things that are happening, especially when you see these kids, you know, killing each other and just doing these horrible things. I mean, it's definitely easy to focus on the things that are wrong with the world and you know, difficult times that other people are experiencing. But I think that all serves a purpose. And I think that because there is so much tragedy and so people that are experiencing so much pain, that there is a lot of space for us to help each other out. I mean, we're all human. We're all going through this together. None of us are perfect. And tragedy can strike all of us, any of us. And so there is a real opportunity for us to serve one another and to help each other. And so, yeah, I think we can be looking for those opportunities that we have when somebody's been touched by tragedy and is just having a really hard time, that we can, you know, be there for one another. We can offer words of support and encouragement, you know, let them know truth and reality that everything is going to be okay and that it's all going to work out. So there is that opportunity too, but you have to kind of, you know, temper that with there is beautiful things happening every day. You know, there are kids doing amazing things and parents doing amazing things, and we don't always hear about all of that. And so it's great to highlight those. Especially, I like to interview people that go about every day doing good things. And so it's good to talk about and focus on that as well.
It's, you know, and you're the one with the degree on all that, but, you know, it just seems like people watch car racing because they, you know, they're waiting for the car crash. Or right. Is there enough platforms or things like what you're doing to offset the massive negativity? Or is it really just a choice? Like for me, I don't watch the news. It's not because I don't want to know what's going on in the world. But I think that at some point you really become, or a part of you becomes, what you feed yourself. If you're listening to derogatory rap music or any kind of music that is referring to women as objects and things like that, it's just gonna affect you. So why not fill your mind up with positive things? And I think maybe because people have to search out positive things, and all the negative and mayhem and doom and gloom is pretty much spoon fed to us wherever we go. What's your ultimate goal? Like how many millions do you want to have listening to your podcast? Or did you just started? Do you have any, you know, wave a magic wand, and if I had this, or I was touching this amount of people's lives, that you would feel fulfilled, or are you not even in that space?
Yeah. Interesting. You've said a lot. I definitely think that there are a lot of people that can do a lot of good. And so you're right, you know, spending time watching the news and things like that, I try to stay away from that as well. I mean, people like that sensationalism, but yeah, you definitely can be feeding yourself more positive things. And as far as listeners, you know, I'll admit I'm constantly checking my downloads and, you know, who's following and listening and things like that. That's just more for my amusement. But, you know, like I talk about in one of the episodes of my podcast, we have to get our love and acceptance from internally, from ourselves. We have to love and approve of ourselves, because honestly, if you are not giving yourself that love and approval, then it doesn't matter how many listeners or followers or downloads that you have. It's never going to be enough. You're never going to be able to fill that void. And for me, you know, I hope that I touch as many people as I can possibly help. You know, I would love for people to find the podcast and download it and listen to it, because I think that I am producing content that can be helpful for others. But I mean, in reality, my kids, you know, my young children, they have, you know, iPods and they walk around the house and I can hear my voice and I love it that they're listening to me. And I feel like, you know, if nothing else, if my children know the things that I feel strongly about and, you know, what I'm, you know, trying to teach them, then that's fantastic. And I've completely succeeded. And so,
that's a really good way to look at it, because with the negativity and with, I don't want to get, you know, too negative on a positive, cheery, topic, but I think particularly young girls, they are bombarded with what is perfect, what's going to fulfill them is X, Y, and Z, which is the worst things that you can, you know, hold on to as far as your self-worth. If someone out there is listening, a younger person, and that's anybody is younger than me. So, what would you tell them? Because you hit on a very important part, and that is if you don't love yourself and you don't find fulfillment and content within yourself, then it's almost impossible to help others. Do you have any advice for somebody that's listening that's maybe in that dark place, or you know, woe is me, or justifiably in a state of depression? I know we all deal with tragedies or minor issues in different ways, but what's your advice if somebody out there is just stuck or not feeling the passion that life has to offer?
Yeah, again, I feel like you said a lot in that. I'll start with the young girls. You're right. I think it's very difficult to be a young girl right now growing up when you're just absolutely bombarded with all of these crazy images of what you should look like and what you should be acting like and, you know, all of these images of what beauty is. And I think it's so difficult for our young girls to grow up in this environment and to be able to find themselves and feel confident in themselves and, you know, really be, I guess, confident and accepting of however they look, and to figure out what their talents and gifts are and what they have to share in the world, because they are just getting these messages that are so erroneous and unfortunate, really. So one of my favorite things that, you know, a lot when we talk about body image, I have two young girls, and so it's really important to me that they're taught the right way to see themselves and to appreciate their bodies. They're actually built very differently. I have one tall, kind of skinny, wiry, zero body fat girl. And then my other girl, she's very, very muscular. She's more stout and kind of built more like me. And both of them are absolutely gorgeous and perfect the way they are. And it just kills me when my older daughter will say something like, "Oh, mom, I'm getting fat," or "Look at my belly," or, you know, I just want to like, just shake her and say, no. But, you know, we try to focus a lot in our household on health and not, you know, being skinny or losing weight, which I sometimes say, but we focus more on being healthy. And so one of my favorite things that I have done ever is when my husband and I we traveled to Europe and we went to this, it was in Lausanne, Switzerland, and it was the Olympic Museum, where they had on the wall, this huge, they had all of these women that compete in all these different sports, and it was kind of the silhouette of their bodies. And you could see all these women from all these different sports, top in the world at what they're, at what they did, and their bodies were so different. Some were tall and skinny, and some were short and stout and muscular, and some were just, you know, bigger. And they had all these body types that performed at the top level of their sport, and they were all different and they were all beautiful. And I wish that I could bring that wall home and put it somewhere here where my girls can see that it doesn't matter. You know, there is no one perfect acceptable body shape. There's all different body shapes that can perform at a very high level. And so I want girls to know that there's so many different body shapes that are beautiful, and to just accept, you know, what they've been given and really try to make it as healthy as they possibly can, because they want to live a long time and they want their bodies to work the right way. And they want to be able to keep up with their grandkids. That's my motivation for exercising. So
excellent. And on one of your podcasts, you talk about how you went through, your depression, and
yes.
And I don't want you to spill the beans. If you're interested, which all of you are, you can listen to that and all of our other episodes on thebrightersideoflife.com. It's so refreshing to have someone doing something positive. I just want to applaud you for doing that, because there are so many, there's so many positive, wonderful human beings that don't feel their value or their worth. And, you know, when I asked the question on how many you want to reach, I loved your answer. I mean, it was perfect. I always kind of refer back to the starfish story.
Yes, you know, I love that one.
Everybody knows it, but in case you haven't heard it, you know, this young kid walks out on the beach, and there's just millions of starfish, and they're all up on the beach. And if you don't know, starfish will die if they don't have water. Well, this one kid grabbed one and threw it back in the ocean. And then he grabbed another one and threw it back in the ocean. And this older, wiser man came over and said, "Son, do you see all of these? You're not going to make a difference at all." And the little boy picked up a third one and threw it in the ocean. He said, "I made a difference to that one." You know, and it's just it's such a powerful thing, because we don't understand the ripple effect of helping someone in this space can really transcend into a multitude of blessings for others. Now, we may not get to see those, right? But we don't need to see those if we're trying to live right and be positive. So let me ask you this. We all have crappy, bad days, right? kind of like this morning when none of our equipment was working. That didn't make a crappy day. It was just, so when you find yourself in that, is there anything particular that you do to get out of it? You go run, heaven forbid.
Works. Going back to your other question, advice I would give to someone who is depressed, that kind of answers both of these questions, would be to remember that everything changes, that nothing ever stays the same. So if you're feeling amazing or if you're feeling horrible, it's always going to change. It will never stay the same. Life never change. Life never stays the same. It's always changing. And so for the darkest of nights, there's always a morning, and the sun is always going to come up. And that's the way, you know, God created it, that, you know, sometimes when we're just in the depths of darkness in the middle of the night, you know, with these horrible thoughts and just feeling awful and nothing's going our way, the sun's always going to rise again. And when we get on that other side, on the brighter side, we can look back on that experience and see how we were strengthened by depending on this greater power, you know, whoever you believe in, whoever your greater source of strength is. And it usually will show you or shed some light on maybe what your purpose in the world is. So we all have to go through these really hard times and these experiences that kind of teach us more about ourselves and our talents and our strength. And it really is such a blessing to have the opportunity to struggle and then to realize our strength and how we can contribute in the world.
It's just not fun during the struggling time.
No, it's not.
Because, you know, God is just providing us an opportunity to learn or to grow. But, you know, his timing is never fast enough or, you know, because we should call the shots how that works. But, you know, having that mindset is huge. And I think people that are lost out there or just existing, you know, I always say stop existing and start living with passion, because if you're doing what you love, it can be a pretty dismal life. And I'm not suggesting quit your job and, you know, go hike the mountains, because we all have bills to pay. But man, life is too short. And you know what's going to happen as we are on our deathbed? We're not going to be talking about the number of cars and the number of homes and boats and all the toys and the medals and the raises and the accolades, right? Hopefully we're surrounded with friends and family. And I'm guessing we're going to be talking about memories and experiences. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what is missing a lot, at least not even just our younger generation, but you know, a lot of us are caught in this crazy rat race and we have to do this, we have to get this. Man, some of the best way, a very good way to become exceptionally productive is to rest and reboot and recharge your batteries. And I don't know, people in the United States have this mentality of working harder and that's going to get you further along. I just don't buy it. That's why I did what I did, and that's why I do what I do now. I mean, I just got out of my pajamas, and it's like 12:30, right? I'll be honest and transparent. I mean, one thing that I can share, and maybe you can relate or tell me I've, you know, out of my mind, but several years ago, if it did not bring me joy or help someone else, I stopped doing it. Fantasy football, golf, anything that did not benefit someone else or cause me or my family joy, I just stopped doing it. And man, how powerful is that?
Yeah. Well, there's only a certain number of hours in the day, so the way we choose to spend our time is important. But I love how you talk about finding your passion and living with passion, because if we're doing what we're passionate about, then we have the most opportunity to leave the biggest impact in the world. And I think that's what's most important, is that we leave the world better than we found it. And like you said, relationships are the most important things, because you can't die with your things. But, you know, when you go, it's the people that you've touched and the people that you've loved and cared for that, you know, are going to remember you and what you, the legacy you left behind. And so, yeah, relationships are so important. And if what our hobbies or whatever we're doing is taking away from the opportunity to really connect with, you know, our loved ones, then we should really reconsider, you know, how we're spending our time. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it was very powerful. And in fact, I used to be a 9 handicap golfer, which I thought apparently I was going to go pro. So if I had a bad golf day, it would or a bad golf game, it would ruin my day. That is silly. When you have, you know, 1.6 million people died overnight while we slept. So I always say, if I woke up, it's a good day. I have no room to complain. But I love what you're doing. I want to encourage you to keep going at it, and I'll, you know, do everything I can to help get people to listen to your podcast. They're powerful, informative. So go to onthebrightersideoflife.com. You'll be able to read more about Monica and also listen to her. And you know what? Just check out her website and her blog. It's positive, good things, and it's something that is needed in today's society. So take the 3 minutes, take the 10 minutes, take an hour. Get off your iPhone, get off your Candy Crush, and do something that's positive for yourself. And you don't have to search. You can just go to your website and start there. So I thank you so much for being on our show. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. See how that works?
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. This was really fun. I had a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
Is there anything else that you want to add before we end this awesome morning?
No, just that you can go to iTunes or any other podcast listening app and find me. You just search On the Brighter Side and it should pull up. There's only 5 episodes right now, but there'll be one coming out every single Monday morning. So I really appreciate your help and your insight, and had a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And for those of you listening and or watching on YouTube, I'll have the links to her website and her iTunes account and all of that fun stuff. So you don't even have to do anything but look below. I mean, that's all you have to do. So we can't make it any easier. And then when you listen to one of her podcasts and you find it really beneficial, or you read a blog and you're like, wow, that's awesome. Take it in and love and soak it up. But spread the word. Share it with somebody, because you never know who might be needing the same thing that you found so powerful. So I appreciate your time. And until next time, we'll hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day. Yeah. And talk to you later.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Passion Points Radio Show.